Alright, time for the draftphysics.com video presentation. So, comments. Anyway, now and then, should deal with people. Oh, she's such a useless part of whatever's going on here on Earth. Is this, you know, the place where there are people. Anyway, do you think E equals MC squared is a correct statement? I don't think it's addressing anything in particular. So, you know, what you might just say, okay, I don't think it's specific. I think it's a general statement. It's just saying something about how much energy there is in the universe. But I don't think it's really... I'm stating to you, that an electron... by itself in space, okay, taking all the other influences out, all the force, the electron doesn't do anything. It doesn't have any innate energy. So it would be kind of stupid to say it has MC squared amount of energy, because it doesn't. So the logic I'm applying is to say that anything in space that occupies as much space as an electron, okay, if you put the force in space, we'll tell you basically how much influence there is. So the total amount of energy hitting an electron in any place in space would equal, the mass times C squared, in terms of just using mass as a placeholder for an amount of space. So the mass of an atom versus the mass of a proton versus the mass of an electron. So an atom would contain a certain amount of space relative to the size of electrons and protons. But clearly I'm arguing you can't get very specific, because the atom has a bunch of empty space in it, so it's not going to give you the correct answer, because the absolute mass of the protons and the electrons is a much smaller amount of space than the absolute space of the atom itself. So if you're measuring an atom versus measuring just an electron or a proton, you're not going to get the right answer. Now, I think C squared is just there to say it's a preposterous amount of energy, right? I mean, the speed of light squared is an insane amount of energy. So the argument is the universe has an insane amount of energy in it per unit of space. So I'll agree with that. But otherwise, the equation doesn't mean anything. Okay. If so, what is the physical meaning of the squared and E equals MC squared according to your model? It doesn't have any meaning. I mean, I think it's just kind of silly to say that velocity squared has something to do with real dynamics of the universe. It's not an area, okay? It's not like you're taking the volume of something and you do mass times velocity and you have a volume and that's the energy. It doesn't work that way, okay? Just be curious, because E equals MC squared, but it's a form of the kinetic energy equation. Well, and again, we know the kinetic energy equation was MV squared, and then they changed it to 1/2 MV squared arbitrarily, okay, pretty much, and at the same time created a force work equation that basically, you know, says distance is more important than time, which is, in my opinion, nonsense. So you're just telling me, well, it's based on another piece of nonsense. Well, I don't really care. Do we get rid of KE equals 1/2 MV squared, but keep E equals MC squared? I don't see where you ever use E equals MC squared. So if you can show me where you use it that isn't circular, that is, they don't already tell you how many joules are in the gasoline and then tell you how many joules they have worked they got out of the gasoline, you know, consistent with their kinetic energy theory. So if garbage in is garbage out. But yeah, I'd say both equations are just a nonsense, because squaring a velocity has no, there's no connection in the three-dimensional universe between, in my opinion, okay, there's no use for squaring a velocity. Distances create volumes, okay, velocities don't. All right. Why don't we feel force if we put our finger in between magnets? Well, it's the same reason, sort of, that you don't feel gravity. So the argument is when gravity's acting on you, it's acting on all of you. So you can't feel it because there's no difference. So you only feel gravity when you hit something, and the something says, I'm not falling in the gravity. So we hit the ground, we feel gravity, but you don't feel it until you hit something. Magnetism is the same kind of force. It's acting on everything. And so the fact is that I suppose if you have enough magnetism, like the levitating frog, for example, you know, some example where you use a lot of magnetism, then you're rearranging enough of your atoms that maybe some of them, some of the molecules, bigger molecules, turn in the magnetism and start breaking the bonds between some of your molecular structure, and you might feel something. Who knows what? You know, so it's moving atoms. It's not necessarily moving anything bigger than that. You know, it's turning the atoms in the magnetic field. So you don't feel it because first they're way too, it's way too weak an amount of magnetism. Can't actually do much of that turning because there's not enough magnetism to break all of the atomic bonds to turn all of the atoms. So you can almost argue that why doesn't a piece of iron fall apart when the domains turn, right? I mean, they're shifting. Parts of the metal are shifting. Something's happening internally. Why doesn't the steel fall apart? Well, because the atoms turning, that is, the nucleus is turning, doesn't necessarily mean everything else has to break down. So, you know, you're turning some neutrons, you know, inside of atoms. That's not necessarily going to break all the bonds of all the atoms. So it's not going to be enough of a force first. And then if you apply enough force, it's not necessarily going to rearrange the molecules. It's not going to change their positions enough to cause the material to fall apart. You know, and obviously feeling, we only feel things, you know, based on nerves getting hit. So if the nerve is also being screwed with, at the same time the thing is it's sensing, that maybe it's not going to sense anything that you would call, you know, a feeling like somebody touching, or, you know, you're not going to sense it. You might sense it as, gee, I don't feel very good, but maybe that's as far as it'll go. Or maybe you'll feel great. Who knows? All right, so we'll move on to the crappier comments. I mean, these are pretty crappy. I mean, the point here is that, you know, they have a theory. They tell you all this stuff happens, right? They tell you light is bent twice as much by gravity. They really don't have any evidence. All they have evidence of is scatter. You know, light is bent when it hits stuff. You know, little atoms and shit, you know, around suns. Yeah, it's bent. But that's all they really have evidence for. The Eddington experiment never repeated. Let's understand, and not repeated from space where there's 400 times better resolution. You know, and this whole kinetic energy thing, I've gone over and over the history. I mean, it's a terrible history. They don't have any physical evidence. They never show you it taking four times more fuel to go twice as fast. None of what it says it predicts do they show you. And when they do, like in the Professor Lewin experiment, there's a piece of clay on it. Or they didn't weigh the masses, or they filmed it from a funny angle, or some other bullshit. You know, and then Richard Feynman makes videos about, two slit experiments, and he doesn't even understand that, you know, the 1 millimeter of the slits does not project an image that's a foot across on the screen. You know, that the light doesn't automatically spread. It spreads because it has to hit near a surface and be scattered at those surfaces. You know, I mean, all these, you know, they're not just mistakes, they're engineered cheats all over the place. You know, they tell you the electron experiment just is the same as the same experiment. It's not anything like the same experiment. They're not shooting random electrons. They're not, you know, all the rules are broken. So, I mean, the physics is full of bullshit, and you're sitting here, you know, okay, asking me these specific questions, that's fine. But, I mean, do you really think that's getting to the point that their physics is completely unevidenced and wooey and bullshit? I don't think you're getting to the point. I don't think you're paying any attention to, you know, to how significant the break is in the scientific method in what science is supposed to be is it's supposed to be getting after the truth. Okay, it's not supposed to be contrived, to support a religion, and that's really all it's all it is. It's a bunch of contrived crap, to support a bunch of bullshit. All right, so this was a comment on the video pointing to the whatever his name is, the response video to on the idea of push and pull. All right, this is a debate about pulling and pushing. I have my own reasons why I think it's a push universe. Well, I kind of think there's only one good reason, right? And the good reason is push is as simple as something hitting something. You can't get any simpler than that. You have pieces, one of your pieces flies off, it hits somebody, that's pushing. There's no example like that simple or that elemental that could involve pulling. You just can't make a pull out of something as simple as a piece flies off of one thing, hits another thing, and pushes it. So you just can't get simpler, So it seems like push is the first act. And then the idea of pull, you just can't even make one. There's no such thing, really. There's no way to make an elemental pull. There's no example we have of anything that's elementally pulley. Okay, there's just nothing that even looks like an elemental pull. Besides me, using my brain to, try to teleport something, move closer, and it doesn't do it. So, yeah, there's no example. Anyway, I think it's a push universe, not a pull universe, but it may be a sticky universe, or both sticky and push collision. What do you think about things sticking together? So exactly my argument is, I've already, drawn it a few dozen times. That's the whole point. Once you recognize that force doesn't bang into stuff, it bangs into it and continues to go where it's going. So it can't be redirected until you hit it with an opposing force. So the force hits something, and it doesn't bounce off of the something, the electron. It just keeps going where it's going, and the electron has to go with it. But it goes at a much slower speed now because the force that was going the speed of light can't push the electron the speed of light, so it's going some percentage of the speed of light. And if you want it to go faster and faster, you have to stick more and more pieces of force on this side of the electron. And it really just depends. If something comes the other way, then you do that equal and opposite thing where this one releases, it reflects, and this one reflects. And so then you go back to nothing. You go back to, you made a fair exchange. And so just figuring that out, recognizing that that might be the method, well, that explains gravity then, because gravity is obviously diminishing the speed of the force. The force hits an electron, matter. Matter consumes some of the force because the force isn't going the speed of light anymore while it's pushing the matter. And so any matter that's moving is essentially absorbing energy out of the universe because it's delaying force getting where it was supposed to be. And that explains why there's a differential between what's going into the Earth and what comes out of the Earth. What do you think about things sticking together? Well, things, like electrons, don't. But clearly the force, I'm arguing, if the sticking argument provides a very good explanation for why movement consumes energy in the universe. And so if you have things moving, matter moving, electrons moving, protons moving, then you have a reason to understand why there's less energy coming out of things than went into things. Okay. And not moving apart even though a external force is acting on it. Okay, what do you think about things sticking together and not moving apart even though a external force is acting on it? So I don't know what the moving apart part means, so can't do much with that. The reason I think this video is wrong is because any pull force involves action at a distance. Well, that's the whole point, right? So, even Newton thought gravity was action at a distance, but, you know, kind of late in his life, it was already kind of known that maybe light moves at a fixed speed. So I think he had an inkling, okay, that it wasn't truly action at a distance, that there was the mitigating force, the force that was creating the phenomenon, did have a travel time. So, you know, once you establish that, then it's not action at a distance because it's action after you sent crap to it, which is causeless. Right. So the idea of action without a cause is stupid. So, I mean, I'm just saying the physical universe has every indication, all the evidence indicates that there has to be something causing something, and the fastest it can cause it is the speed of light. And if there was something faster, evolution and other things would have already figured out how to apply that and take advantage of that. And there's no evidence of it anywhere. There is no ESP proven thing. You should stop denying air track experiment. The air track experiment. Which one? Which one should I stop denying? So the one done by the high school teacher, that one proves pretty decisively, you know, it has springs and there's no two-thirds velocity. So I'm clearly not denying that one. I think you're denying that one. Yes, I'm denying the Professor Lewin one. Because there's a blob of clay on the little sled. Yeah, that's right. So I have a reason to deny it. And all the others have some flaw that I have already articulated. Now, know what you should do is stop propagandizing for bullshit. Okay? In 300 years, they haven't proven it takes four times more energy to go twice as fast. Now, don't you think they should prove that? I mean, that's the direct implication of their philosophy. I've pointed out to you that something as simple as a lever ends up being a free energy device by their theory. Have you explained how it isn't? I showed how easy it is to make the perpetual motion machine based on the kinetic energy theory. Have you shown the defect? So why should I start believing in something that I've already proven can't theoretically be possible? What's the point in believing in something I've proven to be theoretically impossible? And nobody has provided any counter-argument explaining how what I've said about levers is untrue. And you're just telling me I should change what I believe. So you trust all these people who are doing experiments trying to prove a formula. You trust all of them. I don't. And part of why I don't trust them is visible right in their own videos, in the sense that they don't film it from decent angles. I mean, there's one video where they actually have more than one camera, and they have an overview, and they have all kind of, you know, overhead view of the whole experiment. And they'll show the overhead view before the experiment, but they don't use the overhead view while the experiment takes place. You know, where you could see the tape measure, everything is perfectly, you know. No, they never show you that view. That, isn't that an indication that clearly they don't want you scrutinizing this experiment too much? They don't want you noticing that maybe what they're showing on the clock isn't exactly what took place on the table? Come on. I'm sorry you don't get it, but yeah, science is not uncorruptible. The people doing it are fanatics, okay? And you see what fanatics will do. Look at the Brozo channel. You can see what a fanatic does. Okay, he puts up words like debunked when, you know, when he has an outcome that's nowhere close to a debunk, right? I mean, my prediction is 1.0. His prediction is 1.4. And he gets the answer 1.2. And somehow he says, somehow he proved 1.4. Even though he got 1.2, he proved 1.4 and he proved this wrong. And that kind of lie, okay, is what you end up with. Those overt lies. You can't figure out that I have no good reason to trust overt liars. Whew. I mean, I'm sorry you're a pathetic dupe, but yes, stop being a pathetic dupe. All right. So, on springs and energy conservation. Hey, dipshit. The energy that goes into the lever is the same or more than the energy that comes out. What sense can that make? All right, if it's more energy, then it's free energy. You can't make more energy. So, I mean, your sentence is so stupid. And you start it with, hey, dipshit. And then you say something that's just fucking stupid. You're not quoting anybody. I mean, could you quote a physicist? Could you provide a link to somebody saying that who actually went to school? I mean, you're saying something really stupid. The earth is flat. You might as well just say the earth is flat. And then sit there and call somebody else a dipshit? It's too stupid. A lever is a force multiplier. Where is that written down as a truth? It can't multiply a force. All it can do is convert something moving fast into something moving, you know, a higher torque at a slower speed or less torque at a higher speed. That's it. That's all it can do is affect how much pressure for what duration. So it's 300 pounds for a half second or 600 pounds for a quarter second or, you know, 900 pounds for an eighth of a second. I mean, that's all it can do. It just converts the energy into one form into another form. It just creates a different, it's the same amount. It's just in a different, vessel, a different volume. I hate to say it's a volume, but yes, it's a different volume. Okay, so the rectangle can go up this way or the rectangle can go this way. It's the same volume. All right, if the 1 pound object moved twice as far, the force moving it is half the force going in. So again, what sense does that even make? I mean, what video are you talking about? If the 1 pound object moves twice as far, the force moving it is half the force going in. So I mean, it's obviously not half the force. And so again, you're saying, so if there's a 2 mass moving half as fast, there's absolutely no evidence. You don't have any experimental evidence that those two things have different amounts of energy. Nothing. You have zero. You have no experiment you can show or link to, quite obviously. All right. Since K is defined as force times distance. No, that's what work is defined as. But regardless, yeah, and I've already pointed out how gravity points out how obvious it is that it's just about how much time. It doesn't matter the distance, okay? The planet Earth is here. Here's the distance you're going to be traveling in the Earth's presence. It doesn't matter how. This distance isn't going to do you any good. What's going to matter is how fast you go by the Earth. You go by the Earth really slow, 5 miles an hour, you go hook right in and you crash into the Earth. You go by the Earth at 10,000 miles an hour, you barely get deflected. That's what's going to decide. How much time are you in the gravity? How long the force is being applied to you is all that's going to matter. I'm sorry you're such a stupid dipshit that you can't figure that out. All right. Since K is defined as force times distance, the KE is the same. So this is just you saying so. You don't prove so. You don't demonstrate so. So just like Leibniz, you're just saying things. You don't have any evidence. You certainly can't provide a link to anything demonstrating what you're saying to be true. Your argument fails because you still don't accept that the springs bend or deforms. Well, that's just idiotic. Of course, I watch the spring bend, but what we watch is that it's all restorative. That all of its elasticity, okay, all of its deformation is not in crippling or bending or breaking. It's all in something that can be restored. So it's a restorable deformation. It goes back to its original shape. Okay, and that means it stores energy and then gives it back again. So it takes energy to deform it, compress it, and then it releases the same amount of energy almost in reshaping back to its original shape. Okay, you still don't accept that springs bend or deforms and or the mass compress or deform. So I don't accept that this idiotic argument that, I have a 5 mass object moving 10 velocity and I combine it with another 5 mass, either drop it or I make the two things stick together. And then the 10 mass moving at half the velocity has 1/2 the energy, and that somehow I deformed something, I broke something, I somehow lost all the energy as heat. I'm saying overtly to you, you have zero evidence of that. There's absolutely no evidence that any of that took place. It was a rather efficient collision. And the fact is you still have the same amount of energy, and that if you can separate the carts, you'll have exactly what you started with. If you can actually release the extra mass and put it back to zero again. That is, you kick it out of your truck or whatever at exactly the same amount of speed that you gave it, you'll end up being pushed and you'll end up restoring your velocity. That's what the experiments show. Okay. I mean, if you run and jump off the back of a truck, you give the truck, okay, a back, the velocity you took by jumping into the moving truck. If you jump into a moving truck, you become part of the moving truck. It has to give away some of its energy. It loses a little bit of velocity because you jumped into the truck. You jump out of the truck, okay, and restore yourself back to zero again. You're going to give your energy back to the truck. Your velocity in this direction, you jump this way out, okay, you'll give this back its velocity. That's what the facts indicate, that there is no destroyed energy, there's no heat, there's none of that crap. All right, you have no bloody idea what you're talking about. Yes, I can say the same thing to you. Gee, we will checkmate you. Well, why is it taking you so long? You've had 300 years to produce a little bit of evidence, and you have produced nothing. All right, and now you have Brozo, who's, you know, frankly can't figure out that 1.4 of 12 is not 14. And he's putting up experiments where he's just demonstrating overtly being correct and not acknowledging it, like the multiple cart experiment without springs, that technically should fit the equation, okay? The equation isn't super elastic only, it's elastic. So any experiment that's elastic is supposed to produce the results. You shouldn't have to put springs on the carts, okay, to make the kinetic energy equation work. And the fact is it didn't work without springs. And frankly, springs aren't going to fix it because springs aren't magic. Springs can't make energy either. Levers can't, springs can't, rubber bands can't, none of them can make energy. All right. I blocked IPs from this site because people said many things that I didn't like. Well, that's just a lie, so that's not a quote. I mean, are you this pathetic that you have to lie all the time? I mean, you can't do anything honest ever? I mean, I block IPs because you're insanely and excessively rude and produce no content. Now, if you threw in some insults and then you actually link to some actual facts and some data and some experiments, some something, then, you know, so what? Go ahead and be insulting now and then. But all you do is insult. You don't provide any evidence of anything. You just make claims that are completely unproven and throw in a bunch of insults. You don't draw anything. You don't model anything. You don't produce anything for which I can apply the same critiques. You don't expose yourself to the same vulnerability. So why should we have the same standards? I don't think so. I think if you're going to evade being accountable, then you should understand that you have to change your rhetoric a little bit. You know, you don't have the same rights if you're not a free speaker. You know, if you're not going to put your ass on the line and be exposed to the same kind of harassments, then you're just a pathetic coward. So fuck you. Take a pause. All right, should be back. All right. Says the guy who claims to defend opinions. So anyway, I don't know where I claim to do that. I claim to think that, yes, free speech. We should have free speech, but free speech doesn't mean freedom to lie. And that brings up the yelling fire in a crowded theater. Why is that wrong? Well, it's wrong because there's no fire. It's a lie. If there is a fire, you do have a right to yell fire in a crowded theater. It makes sense to yell fire in a crowded theater if it's actually on fire. The whole point is lying sucks. And that's all you have, are lies. So why should I sit there and waste all my time defending myself against just made-up garbage, shit, lies? All right? You can't accurately quote. You put things in quotes that aren't an actual quote. So, I mean, it's just bullshit. All right.
and cries about not being able to post his garbage and insults on someone else's hosted forum. So again, another lie. That's not my critique, okay? So what I'm saying is if you can find a comment I made to them that wasn't provoked, that is, where they'd already insulted my mama and my father and my, you know, my ancestors, they already did enough crap, and I finally respond in kind. So if you can find one instance where I initiated the insult, fine. Okay, you got me. But you're not going to find it, because I never insult first. I don't sit there and, yes, I might say something provocative. I think you're wrong. Okay, so if that's an insult, well, yes, I will say that. All right, but you're not going to find evidence that I type this kind of garbage anywhere on the internet. I don't waste my time insulting people. Just like these videos, 99% of the content is me explaining a physics concept. 1% is me responding in kind to garbage comments like yours. So, and you're obviously a defender of people doing exactly the opposite. Go to the Brozo channel. It's 1% physics and 99% garbage, nonsense, waste of time rhetoric. All right. You really have no idea how much of a massive hypocrite you are, do you? Obviously, no, I don't. You're the obvious hypocrite. You're unaccountable, okay? You won't sign your comment. You don't put up anything to be ridiculed with this kind of nonsense commenting. You know, you're completely playing hypocrisy role here. You put up nothing, okay? You're vulnerable to nothing. You're hiding, all right? And then you're saying how brave you are. You're not brave. You're not even, like I said, it's not even close to being fair. So you're the obvious hypocrite. All right. Gain some self-awareness. How exactly does that have anything to do with any of these arguments? Oh, that's right. It has nothing to do with it. You block-headed ape. So again, why? What is the necessity of this? What is the point of this? Do you think you're going to convince me with crap like this? So all you're doing is throwing this crap into the air just to diminish another human being, right? So anybody is diminished when all that somebody types is a bunch of crap like this. So somebody could do this to Professor Lewin. They could just say, you're faggoty and you're this and you're that. And where did you grow up in nursery school? Why are you wearing a donut, you silly kook? I mean, they could do all kinds of things to focus people's attention on the shit they shouldn't be thinking about, instead of the stuff they should be thinking about. So yes, this kind of distraction works. But there's nothing you're doing here that doesn't show you to be the ape. You're the moron, okay, defending idiocracy. You're not doing anything high-minded, self-aware, whatever the fuck that would be. All right, years later, you still haven't achieved a goddamn thing when it comes to physics. So lots of people with right answers, okay, nobody acknowledged them at the time they stated them, okay? So that doesn't mean too much, okay? That's just tough. Tough luck. But I have accomplished in the sense that I'm certainly satisfied from my perspective that I've done all I've done a fair job of explaining, and you have been completely unfair. That I can demonstrate. I mean, again, when Brozo titles his video debunking and he proves absolutely nothing. I mean, he gets an answer that proves he can't do an experiment, right? Because he gets neither answer. He gets no theoretically viable answer. All right. I mean, your side is the one just covered in lies. Because guess what? You're so wrong that you are not even wrong. So, like, we haven't heard this little wordplay. Says you. And obviously I'm saying exactly the opposite to you. I don't even think it has to do with being right and wrong for you. I think this is about the fact that you have a really small penis or something. There's some little resentment that's driving you, and there's nothing else here. Okay, you just hate me and you're just playing this game. Okay, and that's it. But you have nothing to establish that you're right about anything. You can't defend anything you probably believe in, okay, against any kind of criticism. And you're such a coward. Make videos. Put up a YouTube channel. Make some videos actually explaining what you believe, whatever the fuck that would be. And see how easily challenged it is. All right. You're not only not in the game, you're not even on the same planet where the game is being played. And what would the game be? Fake experiments, right? I mean, Professor Lewin's experiment is overtly fake. It's a free energy experiment, all right? And because he was proving one point in isolation, he doesn't really care that he basically proved free energy. Right? But that's what's going to turn out to be the truth, is that, yes, it's a bullshit experiment done for demonstration purposes, not for the purpose of establishing a fact. And that's unfortunate. And, all the bullshit analysis of the two-slit experiment, all that crap, the Young drawing that was wrong when he drew it 200 years ago, it was not a viable description of what actually happens. It can't theoretically make the double-slit pattern. Those are facts, okay? The fact that light isn't bent twice as much by gravity, these are going to be facts, okay, eventually established as recognized that, whoa, we made a huge mistake. And what's going to be revealed is that part of the huge mistake is that people actually have no character and they suck. You won't even look at the evidence, let alone recognize that there's a possibility they could be wrong. And you're only fighting so hard because you hate me, and that's it. It's not about the subject. You know, you're a bigot, and that's the subject. All right, you have a crank website that spews your delusional Dunning-Kruger sermon over and over again. Well, it has to be done over and over again because every single point articulated gets distorted and perverted by people who are too stupid to actually listen to what's stated in the video. So that's not my bad. That's, again, just a demonstration of, look how many times he had to go over and over this stuff. And he gets comments that they can't even accurately quote a single thing he actually said. All right. And that's as far as it's ever going to get. So I'm looking like, again, so you think this is a convincing argument. You think this crap could convince somebody of the truth or untruth of whether or not light is bent twice as much by gravity. You think this is producing evidence of some kind? No. Okay. Don't believe me. Keep it up. Yes, I'm going to keep being, a rational human being, even though I'm living in a cesspool of liars and frauds and fakers with little tiny penises. Okay, keep going. Yes, I'll do that. Nothing will ever be achieved. That's your prediction. Like your other physics predictions, I say they're bullshit. Okay, I say you won't establish that as a truth. Okay, you can die thinking that the big bad world just doesn't understand your genius. That's not the subject. The fact is the big bad world doesn't understand anything about anything. They claim to be atheists and they're not atheists, okay? They're all woo-chasing, happily ever after nonsense bullshit, okay? They're all living for fake little fables and fake little narratives that they're living for. All of the stories are pitiful little three-pig bullshit. Okay, when in reality you were simply another conspiratorial crank. Well, obviously I'm not saying there's any great conspiracy beyond the corruption that exists. Like, I could say politicians are liars. Well, yeah, that's part of the job requirement, is to lie. Okay, you can't get elected if you tell the truth. If you tell the truth, I'm going to raise taxes and the stock market's going to go down, and, you know, because I'm going to pay some bills that never got paid. You can't tell the truth and get elected. You have to lie and say, I'm going to make free energy. I'm going to make free money. I'm going to make you rich and him richer. You have to tell a lie. I'm going to float all the boats. You know, I'm going to make more water. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not a conspiracy to say, oh, yeah, it's the requirement of the job to be a liar. Obviously, science has become, it became insipidly defensive. And so it's basically now shielded itself from any kind of fair argumentation, even among scientists. There isn't any anymore. There's no institution to fester it or to make that possible. And so it's just a pile. It's a dogma, okay? And only defenders of the dogma are allowed in the club. All right, thinking they were journeying deep into the unknown when they were really just gazing into the abyss of their ass. Yes, sorry, that's what physics is doing. With their head shoved up it. Yes, that's what they're doing. Okay. you're painfully wrong. So you can keep saying this kind of crap when you're painfully unevidenced in every argument you make. You produce zero evidence, not a single link. You know, anything you link to, I will be able to debunk. So go ahead, link to something. Link to something physics. Okay, and I'll be able to show where, well, there's no evidence of that, and that's not an accurate description of the experiment. Okay, oh yeah, we put the light through a double slit. Well, it wasn't a double slit, it was actually a crystal. Yeah. All right. Watch as I sit back and enjoy you make a fool out of yourself over and over again. Well, I wish you would just sign your statement so everybody can know this is your prediction and yours alone. And blah, 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 blah. So when the truth is found, you're going to be shown to be nothing but an obstacle to it. That's all your role was, is to hide the truth, to prevent the truth from being given a fair opportunity to show itself to be the truth. All right. You don't even have the balls to keep these comments up. Well, why should I keep up comments? Again, they're premised on lies. Why? What's the point? Oh yeah, they lie. Here's my counter argument to their lie. And of course, I'm not going to waste my time typing a counter argument to lies. I mean, any subject you want to talk about in physics, I mean, to do it in text is kind of moronic, frankly, because all of them require an awful lot of establishing axioms. You can't really have an argument until you establish, well, you do understand that it's forces and matter, right? And you do understand that forces move the speed of light, and you do, you know, you have to contextualize all these arguments. What's the point of doing all that in comments? That doesn't make any sense. So you just make this, you know, you show up, you take a shit, and then you say, we'll clean up the shit. No, I don't have to clean up shit. Your shit. I don't have to do that. Because you know they'll age like fine wine. So, yes, I'll predict they're not going to age like that. They're going to age, and what they're going to demonstrate is, the failure of the integrity of human beings. It's just going to show how petty and small-minded and how their agenda has nothing to do ever with defending the truth. It just has to do with them defending their position in the world. They're going to defend being Americans, or they're going to defend being white, or they're going to defend being fat. They're going to defend whatever the fuck it is to their advantage. And they just don't give a fuck about the truth. And that's what human beings demonstrate. They'll compromise and break any principle and any sacred notion of dignity and honor if it earns them $2. How long until you remove this primitive comment feature completely? It doesn't serve much purpose. You know, it was here for people to provide, mainly to provide links, okay, and for me to counter argue whatever evidence people were willing to provide me links to. And clearly none of that's happening, but whatever. You're allowed to shit talk and make vicious insults. So again, there's no vicious insults come from me until I have been viciously insulted. And that's the fact. As much as you want. So again, that's not what's taking place. And it's not as much as I want. And I don't know. What else is there to say? Did I viciously insult Feynman? I mean, I explained how he was wrong. I said things like, well, I like Richard Feynman, you know, as a person, as a communicator. Lots of things to like about him, but he's just wrong. What were my vicious insults? All right, but when someone else's response in kind, you throw a fit and claim to be the victim. Pathetic. Well, again, the obvious evidence is that I don't have the channel covered with other people's images and my icons in distorted ways. I'm not saying debunked. I'm not, you know, I don't have cartoons everywhere. I'm not running the clown website, okay? We know where that is. We know that's what you're defending as an argument. A bunch of outrageous exaggerations and overt lies. Okay. Anyway, I think I'm done even wasting a single additional thought on the failure that is your existence. Die in darkness, brothra. I don't know what that is, but whatever. Yeah, die getting run over by a porta-potty truck, okay? Yeah, I can't hope anything, you know, get what you deserve, and that's not going to be a good thing, because you're not a good person, you're not a fair fighter, you're not an honorable person, you're just a coward spewing crap, You can't make a physics argument to save your life. You can't produce evidence. You can't do any of that stuff. Instead, you just spew this crap. So fine, you had your say. Fuck off and die. I hate your guts. You can hate my guts. Let's leave it at that. Okay. Fuck off. Live in your fakeverse. Okay. Doing your fakest shit. Okay. And I'll do mine. All right. And we'll see in the end who wins. Who's wearing the real white hat and who's just a scoundrel? Who's just a petty, resentful, who's got the personal problems? Okay. They ought to fix before they attempt communication with the rest of the world. Alright. So, enough of that. I'm not going to even bother. The Brozo channel is just such a waste. Now they're calling me they're referring to me as she, and Kermit the Frog and all kinds of, it's just such a waste of time. I mean, they can't even come close to making an argument relevant to what's in the actual videos. They'll paraphrase my video as exactly the opposite of what I actually argued in the video. I mean, it's just too ridiculous. So, not even close. And so, I'll just keep reiterating. Brozo has a video up called A Debunk, where the only thing he debunked is his ability to do an experiment. I mean, it's such a lie for him to say he produced anything that was evidence against anything I said. And the evidence was just as decisive against his own theory, which is just so ironic. And he's too stupid to figure out that that's really a dumb thing to do, is to overtly make a video, put it up, and just lie. Overtly lie about what the video demonstrates. That'll be enough, I think. Yeah, fuck it. Okay, so till the next time and such. This has been the draftphysics.com, debatephysics.com also. Again, that's the joke here, is that I'm willing to pay even these assholes, okay, if they can manage to be a little bit accountable. I mean, they have to have some kind of screen. They have to have some kind of account somewhere on the internet where they have to accept responsibility for what they say. But that's simple. There's no more rules than that. Argue your physics. Defend it against my statements. Defend the Eddington experiment as credible. Defend, your kinetic energy theory when you haven't produced, in 300 years, you haven't produced one piece of decisive physical evidence. In 300 years. 300 years to show an example, and you can't show it. It's pathetic. All right. Till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot. Blah, 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 blah.